Welcome to Ascot Under Witchwood Horse Trials, or British Eventing One Day Event. It's Sunday. Since 8 o'clock this morning, I've been helping judge the dressage, which has been all well and good. Very I'm watching show jumping, and that was very interesting. Well, the dressage was very unexciting. Nobody got killed, nobody got injured, and in my section at least, didn't even have to eliminate anybody. The overall standard of marking was, let me say that again, the overall standard of riding is reflected by some very high marks, uncharacteristically, from this particular judge. Oh dear. I wish I could capture what I've just seen, it was a horse being very naughty, very naughty. The fifth fence. Weather is absolutely, I mean, it's perfect for today. It's perfect for a day of show jumping and dressage and cross country. The ground is a little bit hard, which reflects how little rain we've had. This one day event last year, it had rained that hard, and this year the ground is as tough as nails. Ooh. You probably heard fence 7 come tumbling down then, as number 463, whoever that is, killed it dead. That's what naughty ponies do in the show jumping thing. I'm not too sure where number 463 has gone. He's just taken the biggest loop of his life around a fence he didn't even have to jump before representing to the double, and he's clear over the double, and he's on to fence 9. Left hand down a bit. Perfect. Now make a nice right hand turn to fence 10, and he's through the time gates. Successfully completed, except for having killed one fence and having had a run out at another fence, and probably a bunch of time faults as well. See how technical the world of international one-day events is. Although not really an international one-day event, because it's low-level stuff. This is kind of the old pre-novice level today, which I think these days they call BE90. Anyway, although not technical, not technically an international. There are lots and lots of international riders here. And I had the very good fortune to judge a couple of Australians, leading Australian riders and New Zealand riders, and a few people from other nations all competing here today. So it's not an international one-day event like badminton or Bramham or Burley or Blenheim. Oh, they all begin with B. That's only just fallen into my head. So it's not an international do. But there are international riders here competing on their own merit, not on behalf of their country. See? Marvellous. The organisers have gone to a tremendous amount of effort, and they've organised a kind of big food fair and a country fair, and there's lots of nosh here to be had and sampled and country products to be tried, and admission is free. I don't know why I'm telling you this now, because by the time you hear this, it'll be too late, and I will have eaten it all. Anyway, it's my Sunday. I hope yours is a good one. We'll speak soon. Bye.